You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
McGregor versus Poirier 3. It's all set for UFC 264 and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a knockout offer for this weekend's fight. DraftKings is offering 264-1 odds on a knockout in the first round during Saturday's main event. If the rubber match ends in a first-round knockout, you walk away with cash. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win by first-round knockout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 264-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet a dollar on McGregor versus Poirier to win by first-round knockout. You win $264. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't worry if MMA isn't for you. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey. There's baseball going on and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit with and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to turn $1 into $264 when you bet on a main event fighter to win by first-round knockout. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code THPN to turn $1 into $264 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings. I lost my spot. DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Welcome to episode 61, season 2 of Red Wings Rant, brought to you by the Brothers of Discussion and the Hockey Podcast Network, where tirades into passion pleas about your Detroit Red Wings finally have a home. Today's episode, we are going to be taking a look at the 2021 NHL Draft again, and we'll highlight a few possibilities at pick 22. That's right. We'll get a little bit more familiar with who's at the tail end of that first round, see if there's anybody we want to outsmart the rest of the NHL. If there's anybody that probably fits right in that mold of that 22 spot. Of course, we've talked about a couple of folks that might drop that far, and I'll highlight them in a second. But before we get into too much of that, as always, we have a little bit of business to get into. So let me jump into that in just a sec here. All right. Like I said, we're going to be going into pick 22. As previously mentioned, we have done quite a bit of draft research. We've posted quite a few videos here. And we've taken a look a lot at pick 6, including, I mean, quite extensively looking at who's going to fit in that top 10. And Mike is here, my good brother, kept him off the stream. There he is. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, what's going on?
You got to avoid all the business today.
Yeah. Oh, no. My friends and family are putting their money down. Matt, they know the good stuff. What are we doing, DraftKings? Don't forget to bet on your favorite basketball team.
We already did it.
All right, we're already back into hockey. All right. Matt, I actually read some scouting reports today. What a day for me.
I wanted to discuss with you the idea, too. And yeah, we're going to try and break this up into two episodes, no matter how long this goes. If we go 30 minutes,
2 50-minute episodes.
What was that?
How's the lighting look, by the way?
It actually, I like the drama. It looks like you're by candlelight right now, and you're penning, you know, you were penning your novel about today's episode of AEW Dynamite. Quite a, it's a dramatic look. I like it. I think you should go with this.
It does. It looks like I just finished journaling in like homemade paper with a boiled leather bound journal. I'm very, very proud of this look, Matt.
Nicholas, what is going on, Nick?
How are you? It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Mike's watching.
We got Dynamite. We got Red Wing Prospects coming up.
We got the Stanley Cup Finals are on right now too, but unfortunately, Matt has he's got his baby schedule going, so there's a lot he misses. And Mike, I must say, I'm not in a sore mood. I hope I didn't rush you, but you absolutely can skip and join when you have the time, because I know my schedule is terrible. I mean, my schedule is so bad, Mike, right now, that yeah. I am doing a cosplay on accident of Magnum PI. I've got the Hawaiian shirt. I've got the Tiger's hat. Not on purpose. That's Tom Selleck, right?
Yeah, you got Tom Selleck. I thought maybe you were doing a Billy Butcher. He kind of likes wearing those shirts a little bit on The Boys. Just don't drop any C-bombs on the show. I hope that's not coming.
Absolutely not.
We're not getting that lenient on here.
Okay. I did get that right. Magnum P.I. All right, cool. Clearly a huge fan if I don't even know my own references. All right, Mike, but what I did want to ask you, because you were doing your research today, and I agreed with you what you said earlier. How incredibly useless for the sake of measuring a prospect, what they're doing in junior level, what they're doing in college, wherever they are, how incredibly useless is a highlight reel on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of literature I wanted to go through the past couple of days as we're trying to figure out who the Red Wings are going to get with their second first round pick. By God, highlight reels are 1,000% not a useful tool at all. If some poor scout actually had to use a highlight reel to judge a player, I know that they can finish off wide open one-timers. I know that I can watch the tail end of a play that ends up a puck deflecting off them for a goal number four on a five-goal season.
Yeah.
And then I might get one breakaway save if I look up the COSA highlights. So that's about it. Not a super useful tool to judge, a player's ability to make it in the NHL. But luckily, the literature it is thick. It's something you would want a lamp like this if you're going to try and comb through the way people's ankles oscillate on their push as they're trying to show perfect form on their skating, which actually has a lot more depth as far as the research on that than I ever would have imagined. Matt, guys who, don't have the right 90-degree angle when they, push off, if they put their body weight down on the wrong spot, it literally ends people's careers. Not for injury, but they just never pan out to a point where they become a top 3, 6, 9, by God, top 12 NHL forward. So a lot of intricacies to go through, Matt. So I don't know if we're going to quite dig that deep on some of these guys, but it definitely looks like, skating might factor into a guy's ability to make it in the NHL. So I wasn't sure how you really wanted to get into this, but I know we wanted to start with the later first-round pick. I feel like it's whichever top defenseman is still available at 6, or if we go Wallstedt, I think is another viable option, which I don't think people hate this year going with him, the goalie. But I think 22 is where it's a little bit more wide open since it looks, we're judging off so few games from right. The COVID seasons. So it's you might really luck out, or you might really bomb out. Just because you have so little game tape to go off of to make a judgment call.
Yeah, and what, you know, the deeper you get into this, like, everybody's trying to do a mock draft of the top five, and then they're like, here's my pick six. Now you've got 21 picks. So I know. It's really just trying to just, like, decode these messages of what's going on with these players, which I feel like we've done a pretty good job over the last month. But, that, you know, it's just, is this the type of thing that's going to work out for the Wingdings? And, like, timeline-wise, is there someone that looks like they could be here a little bit quicker? I mean, like, even mentioning Volstead and the way that he's propelled himself into the next, like, league. You know, if he's in the 14 range, then he's playing 15-year-olds and 17-year-olds. And when he's 17, he's playing adults. It's one of the, then you go, okay, so he'll be here a little bit sooner than later, because he just jumps leagues. That's what his MO is. So there's things like that, that we, you know, try to decipher based on all of this analysis. But yeah, I guess just to focus on pick 22 today, there's a couple of guys that could be around. And then there's a lot of guys that, you know, probably won't. Because the rest of the NHL has had access to these guys, and we're going to say, wow, what a great pick this would be at 22, and they won't even be around. But there's also one in particular, I think, on this list, and depending on if we break this into two parts or not, some people might even be able to guess who I'm talking about. There's a guy who probably, based on what he's done in the last year, should probably drop to round two. But he was really great every previous year that it ranked him as like a top prospect going into this draft. Like, he was going to go number one. So do you take that guy based on the previous years, take away COVID? Do you take that guy at 22, even with this idea that he could drop all the way to round two because of how poorly he performed this year? So there's a lot to play around with here, but I think the first guy I wanted to jump into, and here's how we'll do this. We'll talk about where he's ranked, give you a position, height, weight, tell you who's a fatty, tell you who needs some more meat on those bones. And then, we'll read through some analysis to see if this is, you know, does this excite you at all? And then, you know, are we going to get this guy at pick 22? Is there a possibility to get him in round number two? We'll start with... not too thrilled about this. Matthew Mackey Samuskevich. Not too thrilled that he went away from one of the greatest first names of all time to change it to Mackey. I got to say, as a Matthew, never once had I considered the nickname Mackey. And
Red Wings all- Red, brought to you by Michael and Mac.
Almost makes me want to not draft him just because he walked away from one of the best first names of all time. Jesus, it took us 13 minutes to get to this point where we're introducing a prospect. All right. I'll run through the easy stuff. He's a center. He's 5'11". He is the fattest guy we're going to talk about today. He's 190 pounds. And I say that jokingly. He's at the tail end of most of the rankings. We have Elite Prospects has him ranked at number 19 prospect in this year's draft. I mentioned all the time the consolidated rankings that takes everybody's ranking and throws it into
When you say the end of the rankings, you mean like the relevant players end, and then we get to that next tier. Is that what you're kind of alluding to?
End of the first round is what I mean to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This isn't my first drink tonight. Elite Prospects has him at 19. You've got FC Hockey at like 26, but overall, he's got a 45 in there and a 34, which is taking him out of the consolidated rankings from Elite Prospects, which ranks the top 32 guys. So he doesn't quite make the cut for the consolidated rankings. But here's why he's number 19 for Elite Prospects. Offensive buzzsaw, cutting through opposing defenders and stringing together highlight reel plays with relative ease. You don't want to miss him when he's feeling it. You give him the puck in space, he makes everything look effortless. He'll bend pass receptions into highly creative dangles around defenders. Top hand control with his stick, pushed out from his body, and quick twitch, wrists to string it all together. He's agile enough to chain together and combine moves and dexterous enough to repair handling mistakes. So a lot of this is going to go into his puck handling ability. This is where, if you're talking about Mackey, this is what you're excited about. He's a center. He's going to be able to enter the zone on his own with that puck handling ability. I think that's number one. And then the playmaking after that is the other bonus, I guess, of being so good with the puck handling. So with that being said, let me pull up. Let me pull up here. We got the Elite Prospects 2021 full ranking. We can take a look at some of the scores they have here and kind of better inform our decision on whether or not we want to take a chance here. I think this is worth it. And what we're looking at here, again, this is Elite Prospects put out their full ranking of almost every prospect that is out there. This thing's like 500 pages long. Mentioned it in the last episode. High rank on passing, high rank on puck handling, high rank on hockey sense. And if you read through this whole thing, you'll see the top rank you can get is a 9. So there's some growth for all of these. But if you go through every single one of these pages, you're not going to find anything higher than a 7.5. So, there's no Lafreniere's here. I am looking for a center, Mike. Somewhere in this draft, I'm not happy with any of our centers, and I'm kind of hoping with so many picks, we're going to luck out and find an elite center. This is where we start that. I'm going with Mackey, and I'm hesitating on saying his last name. But Mike, we talked about it. Larkin's not our number one pick for a top line center. So this could be a solution.
The way we might have to start looking at these picks is not necessarily if they're our favorites, but is it something that you think that he fills a hole that the Red Wings need filled? And, you know, it looks like if you do the homework, this is, you know, one of the leaders in controlled zone entries. And the Red Wings, so often, you know, when we would watch the games, they would kind of turtle on defense and just pray for, you know, as few opportunities for both sides as possible. And then, you know, potentially maybe we would have a game where we'd get a few more scoring opportunities, you know, one or two than the other team. And by God, one or two more of them would go in. So I think Mackey would definitely kind of, you know, help with that playmaking that we're looking for, because his strengths are, you know, puck handling and passing and making plays, not necessarily goal scoring, but, you know, maybe if this is a guy that can, you know, hook up Vrana, you know, trying to get into the zone for, you know, a gifted goal scorer like him. If this is a guy who can, you know, kind of help set him up, this looks like one of his strengths. No, he doesn't have elite size, but he does have that elite to the point, you know, for this draft, playmaking ability. But yeah, I mean, he still does fill that role that we're looking for on the Red Wings, because we don't have a lot of guys who are kind of getting that play going offensively. And it just seems like a likely pick. Matt, would you be excited about this pick?
I think so, because this is one of those things, like for me, I am desperately looking for centers in this draft somewheres. So I think a lot of people have put together these, you know, somebody coming up in those first two second round picks, at least making sure something's happening in these first four picks. And if he's there, boom, cross it off the list and you're good. And I know a lot of people are hoping we're going to grab a goaltender in the first round. So if it is going to be Volstead, I'm still, I'm hung up on getting these skaters filled out before a goaltender. And I'm like, okay with Volstead being drafted at pick 6. So if that were the case, boom, like, you know, where are we going to fill out the rest of these forward spots? And I think if we're going to get a center that's going to have the playmaking ability, and he's going to be able to get the puck in on his own, and he's going to be able to create plays on his own, that's good. Now, the one negative we haven't highlighted yet was actually that he's not very physical. And it was even notated in the Elite Prospects rankings that he could be looked off the puck. You could stare at him in a particular way, and he'll give up the puck. So that's something right there. You kind of hope that could be fixed. And I kind of look at a few of these guys on this list that we're going to talk about. They have problems that can be fixed with coaching, and I absolutely think that can be fixed with coaching. And we've seen, nobody ever said that about Filip Zadina, but now we look at him as a fantastic looking two-way forward. So as he grows up, as he learns, boom, there we go. You could have a guy that at least will be better than, being looked off the puck. And we have one more guy that is guilty of that too. But before we get to those, that previously mentioned issue for another player, we do have Isaac Rosen that we want to talk about, who's listed at either side of the wing. He's 5'11", 161 pounds. So he's one of the lighter guys that we're going to be drafting. So you'd be looking for him to gain a little bit here. And I would come back to that point of who could join this team quicker, whether it be, one guy or another. You got to think that the lighter guys are going to need to put on some more muscle. There's, part of the development is actually going to include their body. Because you can't throw a 160-pound guy out there and just kind of hope for the best, especially with a kid. So that, to me, drops him down a peg, or maybe I should say for Mackey, that brings him up a peg, that he is a little bit more filled out, as the boys say. And for me, that's a plus. He's going to be ready to go a little bit quicker. So let me get back into this, because I want to go back to my notes and read through for Isaac Rosen. Consolidated rankings from Elite Prospects has him at 19. So technically, I don't know if we want to say this, would be a steal at 22. He's highly skilled with strong skating, strong shot, and elite puck skills. Anders Ericsson is head coach in 2020. He's a true playmaker, very good technical skills, exceptional at reading the game. And Draft in Europe says, kind of speedy forward that can shoot off the rush when given enough gap and still be first to the loose puck that may result. So, brag on his weight, but he's going into the boards to get the to get the loose puck. So that at least tells me you've got some, tenacity mixed in with high skill. And like I said, everything we're trying to do here is read between the lines. We're trying to decode these messages. What can you get from this guy? But ultimately, I mean, I just like the idea again of another forward. Like I said, he's playing either side of the wing, and at 161 pounds, there's room to grow. But you can't teach 5'11", so at least he's not 5'7", even though Cole Caulfield would, slap me around a little bit with the way he's been playing in the playoffs this year. But I think this is a shorter conversation, because I'm going to come back to the fact that this might be something that takes a little bit longer for him to get developed, just because of his size. And that tenacious play is fantastic. But it's one of those things that, to me, is going to cause a little bit of pause. But if we pull him up here on the Elite Prospects rankings, he's a B-level grade from the prospect perspective, and he's got some pretty good grades for puck handling, but everything is a little bit lower except for the skating when you're comparing Mackey to Isaac Rosen. So skating's nothing to sneeze at. But I am a sucker for puck handling. But either way, I think if you're looking at one of these guys, you're basically just getting, you're going to be getting, based on these, the words here, you're going to be getting a good playmaker either way. One looks to be a little bit faster. We can say that based off this here. So I don't think you're really losing either way. I think it's going to be harder to find a center, and that's kind of the position I want to focus on. And I don't know if you're taking Isaac Rosen, if they're both available, if you're saying you're necessarily taking the best available.
This the Red Wings have so many picks kind of in this area with the late first and a couple seconds. This is the kind of guy you can roll the dice on, where, he has literally he has the skeleton of an NHL player. Where, he has the stick handling ability, and his skating grades out pretty well. The problem is that he's literally a skeleton. So what we're just looking for is, you know, if you end up drafting two or three of these guys where they're, you know, like fringe six footers, you know, where they have, you know, hunkered down in the rink after hours and just been working on their stick handling, that they already have that ability, which is, you know, a thing it's you don't really teach as you get older. You know, it's something you kind of adopt. And if you can skate, then, you know, we could put you in the weight room, put muscle on you, put some meat on you. That's something, you know, with training and, you know, an investment, that's something we can do for you. So if, you know, the Red Wings can, you know, easily get somebody to help this guy eat some protein bars, you know, beef him out a little bit, and yeah, he would be fine. And that we have enough picks where we could take a luxury like this and, you know, let him lean on those two skills that he's already got, and we'll just beef him up so he's NHL size. So this is another one that I think has a pretty high likelihood, you know, of Steve looking at it, you know, in 3 weeks.
Now, I added this next guy, and I completely agree too. I have to keep telling people too. Like I have people that I'll pick in my mock drafts, but I think this draft we're either lacking enough information or so many things are up in the air. There's a lot of guys I'm going to be fine with whoever we draft. I think I just have that thing stuck in my head of I want a center. So speaking of which, I'm going to talk about another guy who's not a center. We have Nikita Shibrikov up next. And, you know, he's all over the place, too, on the rankings. And when we pull up the Elite Prospects rankings, you'll kind of be like, oh, yikes, that's pretty low. But Consolidated Rankings has him at number 18. And there's some people that have him ranked pretty high. He's as high as number 13, Nikita Shibrikov. He's a left wing and a right wing. So ultimately, winger. 5'10" and a little bit more chub than Isaac. He's at 172 pounds. So I'm going to – let's get this up here so everybody can take a peek and see what I'm talking about. He's ranked 39th on eliteprospects.com. That isn't to say that is the be-all, end-all, but that obviously will tell you where some of the thoughts are for Nikita Shibrikov as opposed to anybody else we're going to talk about. But we still got some quotes. Shibrikov combines speed and skill to be an unpredictable and elusive winger. He excels at getting the puck up the ice and facilitating high danger, high octane offense. Notable puck control, Shibrikov is a smooth puck carrier that can maintain possession in tight spaces. This is that one's from Draft in Europe, but from 2019. So the one I want to grab onto is the high danger chances. And I at least see, and we've talked about at length all season, a need for this, right? I mean, you're talking about over a couple of years here, he's been a highly touted prospect. And there was never a moment to him where he didn't want to get dirty and muck it up, even with everybody seeing that he's got the speed, he's got the skill. So I like this idea that he's going to get into the high danger chances, which, you know, it's going to mess up your mug a little bit. You're going to lose some teefers when you get in there. So I'm happy to take a guy who's also got that tenacious style. But if we're going to be talking about a guy who's going to be elusive, and we've been focusing, or at least I have quite a bit, and the kind of people that excite me, if he's elusive, getting another guy that's going to be able to enter and exit zones through skill, through talent. And I think that's huge because it's been an issue the last few years, and coming back to the power play, and it's something we haven't mentioned yet this episode, but have in past episodes, you got to find somebody that's going to be able to get into those zones. And I know we have a brand new power play system that's going to be implemented at, you know, the start of the 2021 season, but you know, I think it should be on the top of everyone's list. The only thing that's not on the top of my list is making sure that we get a winger in the first round. So again, that's kind of where I leave the conversation for you, Mike. It's still looking for that center in my book.
Oh, and we lost Matt. Well, what Matt was trying to get at is got to check out the YouTube channel, Red Wings Raid, Brothers of Discussion. We got absolutely everything you could ever want. Matt broke down a lot of the top prospects that we'd be taking at number 6. And as you saw in this video, you know, we're trying to get kind of the tougher picks in order here, because again, this is where the draft kind of peters out. You don't know, you know, exactly. You're going to be drafting a flawed player this deep. But yeah, that I don't know if you could hear me or not, but I was just breaking down. You looked at a lot of the top six picks, and what we're trying to do is figure out these tougher ones where the talent level kind of evens out, and you got to decide which wart are you okay to have.
Where are you okay to have it, right? Yeah. You got your roster. Where's the yeah, then I just wanted to let everybody know. Just send us the comments. You want us to check anybody else out. Kevin, this is the second time my camera just died as I'm wrapping up. But find us as the Brothers of Discussion on YouTube. Man, I am sweating bullets right now.
You look like you're using my lamp. What's going on? Is it hitting you, man?
Yeah.
Can you feel it?
Yeah. You can see it. It's kind of, I guess on this side. Yeah. A little bit of red. Find us at BOD Hockey on Twitter, Brothers of Discussion on Instagram. And we'll keep pumping out these videos. Hopefully you guys are having fun. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Calm down. 3 more weeks.
Woo! All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a good one.